You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh. Good morning. It is time to get up with Tampa Tom. Talking. Do the things he's saying spell doom for the Bucks before the season even begins? Then Lamar, 5 days and counting. Finally, we've got insight into what's really going on behind the scenes. Don't miss it. Plus, fly, Eagles, fly. I will give you 9 reasons this is going to be a season to remember in Philadelphia. All that and more as we get up with you, starting right now. Welcome to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and it is football season, ladies and gentlemen. You can feel it in the room. Graziano's ready to go. Bartholomew is here. Can't wait. Jeff Saturday's got pancakes to hand out. And we begin with the biggest star in the sport who has a lot to say. Tom Brady last night talking about his commitment to the season on his podcast, which is called Let's Go. This, of course, coming after Brady said he had a lot of stuff going on following an 11-day absence from training camp. Last night he explained in great detail. Listen to this.
I think I alluded to a few weeks ago, you know, everyone deals with different things in their life. And, you know, because we're, you know, you play out on a big stage and a big, you know, there's a big camera that's always on you. You know, you're living your life, but you're living your sports life too. And they're covering sports, but they're covering your life too. And you're living your life and you can't stop your life even though sports is happening. And I think once football season comes, I really lock in on what I need to do and how I need to focus and the kind of commitment I need to make for the organization so that we can maximize our potential as a team. And that's the commitment I've always made. And I've tried to do that in the best way possible and try to bring as much joy as I can to the people that are watching. I never felt like I ever wanted to cheat anyone with that.
I mean, that's a lot to say, and we don't usually play sound bites that long, but I mean, it is just fascinating to hear. It sounds like a person who was just starting to figure out how complicated work-life balance can be.
A lot of life in those things.
What do we take away from that? And most importantly, because he can live his life however he sees fit, sure. Obviously, how, if at all, do you see what he just said impacting his ability to be all in on a football season?
Zero. It will not affect it even a little bit when he hits the field. Listen, I appreciate him being honest and open about his life and all the things that are coming in and being involved, whatever that is, right? That was a long statement. But the reality is he understands when he hits the field how to take this football team to the level he wants to take it to. The distractions that people talk about, oh, film study, you know, will he be locked in when he's on the field? When he walks on the field, man, all that stuff goes away. He is so dialed in. He understands what needs to happen. The preparation part, he can become more efficient with that if he feels like that's necessary. I'm doubting any of that applies at all to him. He will be just fine. This football team will be just fine. It's just something that happened during training camp and he had to address it.
You know, Dan, you made an interesting point this morning as we were talking before we came on the air, which is we're always trying to figure out which thing is going to take down Brady. And right. None of them ever have before.
We've given up on that.
You don't think it's going to be this one either?
No, I don't think it. Look, I mean, at some point, he won't be able to play quarterback in the NFL anymore. But he led the league in passing yards last year.
I don't think
now is that point. And look, I think we hear him on the podcast talking about whatever's going on. He's working some stuff out. It seems like that's an outlet for him, right, to deal with whatever he's dealing with. But when you talk to people around that team and in that building, like he's the same guy. Like he has been the same since he got there. And since he got back from whatever he was doing in training camp, you know, he locked in on the field, locked in the meetings, just like being the Tom Brady that they know and need him to be. So I'm with Jeff. I don't think it's going to be the – if he plays badly, I don't think it's going to be because of this.
Well, I don't know that there's anyone who went head-to-head against Tom Brady more frequently in their career than you, Bart, playing both in Baltimore. But he was on the offensive side. I mean, you're going directly up against him in your years in Baltimore, all those great games. your years in the Jets in the same division. I mean, what is your sense of this? Brady, what makes him great is his ability to be completely focused and locked in. Are you at all concerned about that?
Not at all, because, you know, to Jeff's point and to Dan's point, you know, athletes, the building is our sanctuary.
That's right.
When we get in there, nothing matters but football, what's the task at hand. Guys have dealt with all kind of issues outside of the building. But when you come in that building, you're locked in, you're around your brothers, you have all the support you need to be the best version of yourself. You know, my biggest concern is that offensive line. You know, the pressure, you know, and also the fact that I believe that the New Orleans Saints are the better team within the division, you know, and that's going to be what really upsets him. Can him and Ty Bowles come together, be a cohesive unit? You know, it's a lot of moving parts in that regard. You know, if anything takes him down, it's going to be a football issue. It's not going to be a non-football issue.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say that Bart just said, it really struck with me. The uniqueness of a locker room and the ability to block out all the other factors in your life, it's like no other. It's not like other jobs where your phone's ringing or somebody. I mean, when I tell you it is laser focused and there are true blinders on, when you walk into an NFL locker room, that is the feel. Yeah. So to Bart's point, I think that goes well said. When you walk in, there is no more. Everybody's talking about the same mission or the same task at hand for whatever that day is in practice and that team that you're looking for Sunday and Monday. It just, for whatever reason, it totally takes you in a different mindset.
Right. And so it's easy to understand why the balance in work-life balance becomes more complicated and why he might not have felt he could manage it. Now, obviously, he's in.
We've all done.
Bart just brought up the offensive line.
Yeah.
That's the obvious. That's the most obvious pressing question. You're an offensive line expert. How worried are we?
Concerned, not worried. Left guard for me is going to be an issue. Their center will be just fine. Mason at right guard will be just fine. The left guard, they will have some issues trying to figure this out. But here's the deal. You got a guy 45 years old. He's played, you know, 20-plus years in the NFL. He understands how to manipulate the pocket and how to get help where he needs it. If he feels he needs it, it will not be an issue that will cost him this season.
All right, so that's the Brady of it all. Buccaneers open with a monster game Sunday night against the Dallas Cowboys. A few people may watch that. In the meantime, our next stop is Baltimore, where we are inching closer to Lamar Jackson's self-imposed contract deadline. Ravens begin their season, of course, on Sunday. I want you to hear John Harbaugh talking over the weekend about the lack of a new deal still for his franchise QB.
He's hopeful to get a new contract. We're hopeful to get him a new contract. But all the rest of it is business. I mean, there's nothing other than coming to something that's mutually agreeable. That's the way all these deals are done, you know. So, you know, obviously I'm very hopeful, you know, and I think everybody's really hopeful to get it done. My interactions with Lamar have been all football, and he's been focused and locked in on that 100% from a football standpoint.
Oh, what an excellent answer to a question, right? I mean, you can't handle that as a head coach any better than he did. But finally, from a situation where there has been no information coming out. Dan, you actually have some that I think is really interesting about just how in sync these two sides feel, even though they can't work out a deal.
Right. I think people would make a mistake to think that because the contract isn't done, there's some issue with the relationship between player and team. There's not. To the point where I've been told by people there that he, Lamar Jackson, has actually had conversations with John Harbaugh, with the GM Eric DaCosta, about their press conferences and what they're going to say and how to stay on message with all this. So, look, they disagree on the contract. He wants more guaranteed money than they're willing to give him. I think we've reached that point, and I don't know. You say we're inching closer to his deadline. We may already be there. They have a practice tomorrow. Like, that's the regular season. He may want this out. He's no agent, so he'd have to negotiate this himself while he plays. He doesn't want to do that. So, but I think he's okay with this not getting done now and going into next spring and picking this up again. That's a key part of his negotiating leverage, is that he's okay with that.
So all of the stuff that we've seen on social media the last couple of weeks, the tweets, the no they didn't, that did not indicate or was not a real indicator that he's unhappy.
I think he's trying to have some fun with us all. I think he enjoys that people would react that way to this stuff.
You got a little Aaron Rodgers troll going on
with us? A little more lighthearted maybe than that. But
yeah, that's true. Good point.
So, Bartholomew, again, another one of your, your former team, the Ravens here and all the rest of that. Lamar's going to go out there. Somewhere along the line, it just, They can be talking about what we're going to say in the press conference at the end of the day. Yeah. If we don't have a deal, because I'm not giving you as much money or whatever it is you think you deserve,
right,
and I'm still asking you to be my entire football team,
yes,
that feels like a problem waiting to happen to me.
It's not. I'm telling you, Baltimore's a unique place. I mean, I witnessed Ray Lewis go through this. We held out. Peter Bowyer held out. The relationship still was fine. They understand that you can separate the business. You know, John Harbaugh has nothing to do with the direct, contract negotiations with Lamar Jackson. So that relationship with him and his teammates are just fine. You know, I was with Joe Flacco. I interviewed Joe Flacco yesterday, who was in a similar position. You know, he thought the Ravens thought his value was one thing. He thought his value was another. Well, it was like, okay, well, go prove to me. Well, the big knock on Lamar Jackson is that the fact that he maybe can't stay healthy, right? And last year is an indication that maybe, you know, the injury, even though it wasn't a big time injury from being hit, it was a high ankle sprain. But, you know, if he wants to go out and prove himself, he can try and harness his inner Joe Flacco. What did Joe Flacco do when he was up for contract negotiation? He won the Super Bowl, won the MVP, got the Corvette, and he had the leverage. And once Lamar Jackson's able to get that type of leverage, he can get the bag. It's ways for him to protect himself.
Jeff's not buying it. Not
Jeff,
buying
you can protect
it.
Yourself.
We're not buying so it.
Listen to me. I agree. I think Lamar right now is in a great place, great headspace, all that kind of stuff. Your body starts getting banged around, you start getting smacked around, and you're looking at $23 million as opposed to $230 million. I'm letting you know it will get frustrating for Lamar Jackson. We can talk about how nice everybody is. At the bottom line, the Ravens are telling you by their silence, we don't think you're worth what you think you're worth. Bottom line, however you
want,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm not worth what you think I am.
Right.
At some point, when my body starts to take the toll, DeCosta ain't out there getting hit, Harbaugh ain't there getting hit, nobody's getting hit except for me, and I'm the guy waiting on the cash in the bag.
Right.
He's already proved what Flacco had not. He's already been an MVP. He's done the things already for this team, and their whole offense, Bart, is designed around he and his skill set. So unless they're going to take it and veer it completely opposite, it's just hard for me to believe it stays so smooth for so long. He's a different dude. I give Lamar credit. He's handled it differently.
Go ahead,
Bart. It will. When you look at Flacco, what Flacco had accomplished by the time he was up, he had been to the playoffs, AFC Championship twice.
Right.
He had took his team deep into the playoffs.
Carried by those great defenses.
No, I understand that. Now, let's not discredit.
Lamar Jackson is better than Joe Flacco ever was.
Absolutely, but let's not discredit that defense that they have there.
They are good. I agree with that.
This isn't some one-sided team.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, like,
when Lamar Jackson plays, they lead the league in scoring.
I understand that, but listen, Lamar Jackson is playing the long game. He believes in himself. He's a one percenter, right? You talk about all the quarterbacks.
You
know, we saw the same situation with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott got injured. He still got his money.
Yeah.
It is no scenario where Lamar Jackson won't get paid. Right?
Yeah.
There's no injuries that take you away from that. And if he's betting on himself and he believes it, then the Ravens are saying, prove it to me. If you're saying you're worth this much, prove it to me. He's saying, okay, bet.
I think the key point is what Bart said earlier, the Ravens, that's a unique place. The leadership structure in place there, the tone that is set from the top, I think has a chance to keep this situation under control, even if it doesn't work out this week.
All right, let's hope that you are right. I mean, I want to see the guy, although I will say this. I think he needs to take week one off and just think about it. Like, I think he needs
why do you think that's true?
Week one. Who are they playing? They're playing the Jets. He needs to just get in the right headspace.
Yeah,
take
point.
A week, Lamar. You know?
Just rest him.
Don't rush into anything.
Give you one more week to extend this deal, get it done.
One week to think about it, and then we'll try to get it done. In the meantime, something's got to give in the AFC. So many good teams, not everyone can make the playoffs. Wait until you hear which Super Bowl contender Bart Scott thinks is going to be staying home for the playoffs. Plus, fly, Eagles fly. I will give you 9 reasons this is going to be a year to remember in Philadelphia. All that's on the way. It's football season. Get up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and in part by Coors Light, made to chill. All right, it's week one. Let's play What's Your Number? Jeff Saturday, how many passing yards will Matt Stafford have Thursday night against Buffalo?
Ooh, I'm going to go 270 here. Probably lower than a lot of people think, but I think Frazier and the Bills defense will force them to try to run the ball, throw some check down Charlies, don't give him explosive plays. I think they will have to be matter of fact in moving the ball down the field, not having those big chunk plays. So 270 will be a good number, but not an enormous number.
Graziano, you're next. Aaron Rodgers opens up against the Vikings. How many touchdowns will he throw?
I say 2. The Packers were horrendous in their opener last year. I think they'll be better than that this year, better prepared to play than they were after that tumultuous offseason they had in 2021. But I don't think the offense will be quite as good as it could possibly be yet. So I've picked a mid-range number and I say 2.
Yeah, by Aaron Rodgers' standards, this was a pretty calm offseason.
Yes, exactly.
By anyone else's, it was pretty dramatic. But Patrick Mahomes opens against Arizona. How many touchdowns will he throw?
I'm going to give him 3, Green. I think they start off slow. I think teams are smart enough not to play them one-on-one, man-to-man, even without Tyreek Hill. They're going to go in zone and force them to matriculate the ball down the field, long drives, and then eventually you're going to have to sell out because you're going to be behind, and Mahomes gets that late third touchdown.
It makes me laugh. When you only Patrick Mahomes, you say they're going to start out slow. He's only going to throw 3 touchdowns. But hold on. I just want you to take a look at their first 7 games. This is before they have their bye. Every team Kansas City plays in their first 7 weeks had a winning record last year. Mm. It includes the Buccaneers and 49ers are the 2 teams they played in the Super Bowl. It includes a showdown against Josh Allen and the Bills in there. So that is a rough start to the schedule in what we already know might be the most competitive division of all time, which led Bart Scott to suggest what might happen.
Well, this is a repeat statement that I've said, but I said that I don't believe that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. I said it to Mecole Hardman. Listen, you can't be one-sided. Within their division, they're the only team that is front-loaded on the offensive side of the ball. Every team has closed the gap. You look at the discrepancy in quarterbacks. You can't say Russell Wilson's that far from Patrick Mahomes. You can't say Justin Herbert's that far. But when you look at comparing the defenses, the other defenses in this league is miles ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to pay the price.
Just stop.
Go ahead.
My first of the season. We just came. Bart Scott is high. Already started. Hey,
you don't believe me?
No way. Listen, from a guy who played on offensive football teams.
Yes.
This is a very, very good offense and a very underrated offensive line. Probably one of the top 2 mm-hmm. in the NFL. Listen, their run efficiency, which means getting 4 yards a carry or more, is 4th in the league. But they only rushed it 30. I mean, they were 31st in rush attempts.
Yes, they never run the ball, Jeff.
They will change that. They will be a much more balanced offense. Yeah. And last time I checked, the head coach and quarterback don't usually miss the playoffs. I can say, hey, you talk about the Super Bowl, but my man Bart was on some good this morning. But I'll just let y'all know, we are not going to miss the playoffs if we're in Kansas City.
Clip this.
You spent a lot of time with them this summer. What impression did you come away with?
Well, that they're putting something together that's gonna look different, right? Like, the key thing to understand is Tyreek Hill didn't get hurt in week one. Like, this happened in March. They've known all spring and all summer what they were going to have to do and what they're going to have to change. Andy Reid knows what he's doing. That coaching staff knows what it's doing. Now, Patrick Mahomes, still a young player, you know, he talked to me when I talked to him about, like, you know, what he has to do differently, going through his progressions differently, as opposed to just, like, looking and seeing, oh, Tyreek's got this guy. He'll win that matchup. I'll just go to him. But he's had the offseason to do that. And the coaching staff feels like he has made strides in those areas. I do think there's a chance they run it a little bit, too.
I also think I don't think Bart's crazy. I really don't. Would I bet my house that they're not going to make the playoffs? No, I would not. But that division, the division is brutal. The schedule is tough.
Yes.
The loss of Tyreek Hill is something.
It's a reset year for them, right?
I understand what you're thinking. It's going to be a question of just how bad the defense actually is. Is it below average or is it really terrible?
The last two times we saw them, against the Bills and against the Bengals, that defense was horrible, and it was exposed, and it put too much pressure on Patrick Mahomes. We saw last year that offense went through some hiccups. Now you don't have somebody that's going to take the top off the defense. If you have a number one corner, you're saying, who I want to put him on? I don't want to waste him on Smith-Schuster, Valdez-Scantling. I can play you straight up. And like, you've never been able to play them straight up with Tyreek Hill taking the safety no matter where he goes. All eyes on him. Now it's going to be all eyes on Patrick Mahomes. Can he lead the team that way in the division that is stacked?
Yeah, look, every single team in that division has Super Bowl aspirations.
I'll get some later too, John.
We'll see. These two guys have some business to attend to. In the meantime, I would never break up the football conversation unless I had a star-studded affair in Hollywood last night or nearby. Take a look at this. This is the Angels and the Tigers, all right? Bottom of three. That man is Shohei Ohtani. He's at the plate with a runner on second and the third. Bang! That one is gone. This is going to go off the wall in right center, but it is above the yellow line. So the umpire is going to correctly tell us that that is Ohtani's 31st home run of the season. Angels a 4-0 lead. Bottom of five. Mike Trout, remember him? That's a solo shot to left. That's his 30th of the season. The Angels take a 6-0 lead. You think, all right, are we done? No, we're not. Bottom of seven. It's a 7-0 game. Ohtani back at the plate. The last one went off the wall. This one is a no-doubter the other way. His 32nd home run of the year, Angels, an 8-0 lead. Now, what would you really like to see? How about Ohtani facing Clemens, right? Well, you got it last night, but it's Cody Clemens. That's Roger Clemens' son, who, by the way, is a position player. And he came in a blowout, and he struck out Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, that is sweet.
He adds to the family strikeout total, and he's saving that ball. Ohtani, by the way, 3-for-5, 2 home runs, and 3 RBIs. Angels win it by a score of 10-0. Half of Ohtani's 12 career multi-home run games have come this season. The only player with more this year is Aaron Judge with 9. Those two are going neck and neck down the stretch for the AL MVP. All right, coming up, fly, Eagles, fly. I will give you 9 reasons that this is going to be a season to remember in Philadelphia. They're on the way shortly. Then, I can't wait for this. It was a block party in college football this weekend. Jeff Saturday is handing out pancakes, the first of the season, as we get up with you on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And as we approach the bottom of the hour, haven't showed you Clemson last night. The number 4 team in the country was on the field against Georgia Tech. Not the most inspiring of starts for Dabo's team. Second quarter, Clemson up 7-0 on a 3rd-and-3. It's DJ Uiagalelei throwing deep for Bo Collins, who makes the catch, a 26-yard gain, and then the connection again later in the drive on a 3rd-and-goal from the 6. Uiagalelei, Collins, that's a touchdown. It's a 14-0 Clemson lead. Third quarter, it's only a one-score game. It's 17-10. Clemson a 3rd-and-4. Jeff Saturday, how do you like it when your quarterback finds a way to elude this kind of pressure?
Unbelievable. He is tied up, still finds his running back behind him. This is just nasty. And I mean, see, he's got getting off the ground. That's awareness.
That's Will Shipley that he manages to get it to, and then that sets up this 1st-and-goal. Uiagalelei will take it himself. He threw one, ran for one, passed for 209 yards, and Clemson does wind up opening up the doors there. They win it by a score 41-10. So the Tigers have won 34 straight games as a top five team against unranked opponents. That's the longest active streak of its kind. They've also won 8 straight against Georgia Tech. That's the longest streak in the history of that rivalry. So that is the end of week one of the college football season. Now we're ready for week one in the NFL. The Eagles and Cowboys open as one of the tighter division races heading into this season. Eagles open the year as slight underdogs and are currently slight favorites. Eagles are seeking their first NFC East title in 3 seasons. Their first 4 opponents this year all had losing records in 2021. So I told you I'm going to give you 9 reasons why this is going to be a good year in Philadelphia. This is their first 9 games. Look at the schedule, guys. They got the Commanders in there twice. Jaguars, Lions, yeah. Texans. Now, we never know before a season begins what everything is going to look like. Yeah. But at least on paper, that suggests this is a team that could get off to a very good start. So I'm going to ask you, Jeff Saturday, do you want to change my mind about this? I think the Eagles are staring at 7-2 to start their season. And if one of those wins is against the Cowboys, they could bury Dallas before they even get to November. And then if that happens, boy, it's going to get awfully loud on Mike McCarthy in the state of Texas. Ooh. What do you think?
I'm not going to give you the Bart Scott treatment that I just gave, but I will say this. You better be cautiously optimistic here. All right? Cautiously. You still got – Jalen Hurts has got to prove it. This is a great offensive line, great defensive line, great rushing attack. Can they if they get behind against teams or they struggle early, can they come back and put up points offensively? That would be my question. So Jalen Hurts is going to be kind of your thermostat, right? If he goes, they go. If not, you're going to have issues. I'm letting you know. You're discounting the Vikings, the Cards, the Steelers. There are still some teams in there that could give them problems because they can make it physical type teams. So the 7-2, I'm not 100% against it.
I'm with you. Yeah. Two of them will beat the Eagles. They'll split the tough ones and they'll win the easy ones.
Well, the Cowboys have put on a pretty good 5-6 as well. So let's not just walk all the way through this. There's a reason we play some. I know he covers them. There's a reason we play some.
What do you think, Bart?
Listen, the Eagles are trending in the right direction. This is a quarterback user-friendly type.
We haven't played a game. What are you talking about?
But one thing we know is for sure. Okay. That offense line is the most physical offense line in all the games.
Agreed.
And now you have a quarterback that can add to the running game, to a running game that led the league in rushing last year. Now you can go out and you give them 2 weapons on the outside. If you dare creep that 8th man in the box, you got one-on-ones on the outside with Smith and Brown. That should be barbecue chicken. Listen, this team takes the will from you. I'm telling you, Jeff Friday. Greeny is on one today.
Listen, I agree. The offensive line, they were 9-7 with the best rushing attack last year.
Yep.
So let's not get like we're going to stamp 13. 13 wins to this football team right now because of their schedule. You still got to go play him, and he's got to make those throws to those studs on the outside.
Graziano, are they barbecue chicken?
I don't know what that
I don't even know what it means.
It's hard for me to say.
But I liked the question.
But yeah, look, I think they're a good looking roster.
I
think
I agree.
I think they're a really good looking roster on the defensive line. They have a lot of good pieces. But I think Jeff is correct that it's about the quarterback. He's a young player. Young players still make mistakes. I don't think it's going to be. I hear great things about Jalen Hurts and where he is and what he's doing. I think he's going to show improvement this year. But I think that's a stretch to say 7-2. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're 9-7 last year. The Cowboys demolished them.
Yes.
Here's what I will say. Washington's a division game. You're going to just pencil
and say they have Carson Wentz.
They definitely got the better part of that. Here's what I will say. I understand that Jalen Hurts is a question. No one could dispute that. But there's something about that kid that makes me feel like his answers are going to be yes.
100%.
There's something about him.
100%.
Going back to his the way he handled the Alabama situation, everything else about this, I believe in the kid.
And they're not asking much.
Not necessarily in year two as a starter, right? Because there's going to be ups and downs with young players.
He's handled a lot of nonsense.
I am not throwing my guy under the bus. But we won 11 games with Mark Sanchez.
Yes.
And this is
very similar. You're throwing him under the bus.
This is very
somebody blow the horn.
You're not pulling out him under the bus.
No, I love you, Mark. I love you, man. But this is a very similar roster. This is complete. They had issues on the back end. They went out and go get Bradbury to kind of shore that secondary up. This offensive line, I watched them just take the manhood from people. They move people against their will, Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. Let's just live in a world for a moment, though, if I may, where I'm closer to right than wrong. And the Cowboys, who have the absolute opposite, their beginning of their schedule is brutal. And that week six game against the Eagles
is enormous.
If they're hovering in the area of 2-4 and one of those losses is in the division to a team that's up and away, what's that going to sound like around that's the Eagles' first. Now look at who the Cowboys have to play.
They've got Tampa, Cincinnati,
the Rams, and then the Eagles. If they lose that Eagles game, they're probably staring at 2-4, or could easily be. Ooh. Let's put it that way. Then what's it going to sound like in Big D, Jeff Saturday?
Straight panic.
There'll be a lot of panic going on. Let me ask you this. What might Jerry Jones say in his own inimitable way if that's the way things are going?
He'd say, man, way we're playing's got me lower than a crippled cricket. Jerry's got to see something better from you, man. Let's make it happen. But I have heard those words to the ear. Yeah. I have heard them spoken.
And then look, Dan Quinn is in the building. The guy he wants to be his coach. And the guy he really wants to be his coach is in the building.
So what's the question? What are you asking?
What's it going to sound like in Dallas?
My scenario comes
true.
You're asking me if he's going to fire his head coach before the end of the season.
Yep. Yes.
I say no. He's done that exactly one time, and it was 12 years ago, and they were 1-7. They had just lost at home to the Jaguars. It was a complete disaster. I think if they're 1-7, if they're 2-9, if it's an embarrassing failure, then yes. But I don't think that's where this Cowboys team is headed. They had the opposite of the Eagles offseason. They lost guys that they probably need. Right. The Eagles went out and got guys they need. I like the Eagles to win the division. I love Jalen Hurts' trajectory, all that stuff. But I don't think the Cowboys are going off of a cliff. There are enough good players there and enough really good players. And the quarterback is excellent. And I think the wide receiver is excellent. Micah Parsons is excellent.
It's a mandate, Jerry put a mandate out there.
Right.
He said that we need to go deep into the playoffs. And if you're 2-4 and look like you're going in the wrong direction, you got to shake it up sometimes.
Not in the NFC this year. That's not 2-4 is not going to take him
But to what he's saying, maybe panic. You feel like you need to change the mojo a little bit. And you've got the guy in the building. That's the point. The coach in waiting is sitting right there.
But that's not how Jerry Jones operates. Contrary to his reputation, that is not how he operates. He does not fire coaches willy-nilly.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
We'll see.
Jeff, final word.
No, ain't going to happen. He's not going to fire a guy in the middle of the season. I agree. No matter how bad it looks, I don't think he fires him. He moves on, and he may move on at the end of the season.
Give me one more, Jerry, and one more.
Man, you got me lower than a crippled cricket. We got to play better.
He calls me Raymond, by the way.
It
Jerry
Jones is
my name, Raymond.
As we prepare for the start of the football season, it is time for us to dive into breakfast. Jeff brought pancakes.
Do it!
Pancakes is one of our favorite things.
So let me show you how we're going to get this thing started. Get the beat up. Get that athleticism. Get them up. Bam!
That's how we start this off.
Let's go.
We back, baby!
Absolute trash. Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
You can't stop us, Brady. You can't stop us. You thought I put one inside that thing. We are back.
The fact that PK Subban made that open, right? Is just spectacular.
I love it.
It's the first of the season, and it's Bart Scott's first ever
first
taste
pancake.
Of Jeff Saturday's
but we don't
pancake.
Have the pancake.
Let's get him up. Let's get him up. Let's get him up, Bart. We got to get the thing. Oh, yeah. He made it out huddle before. Hey, we are back in action. We went low carb because Dan forgot the pancakes. We're going to forgive him. Forgive and forget. Let's move on. Let's start down in Georgia. Look right here. The entire right side of the offensive line getting dudes down. You got one right there. You got one up top. Look at these. Bodies hitting the ground. Oregon fans, Jeff Schwartz, that's embarrassing. You cannot let that happen. Dudes are getting snuck out and knocked down. Look at this guy. He's doing the big doing the army crawl, the bear crawl. No, no, sir. And get one up top. You got to love it. It's one pancake and there's some little dudes in there. You can't get big guys. You know how it is. But you feel what I'm saying. One pancake, great start for the Georgia Bulldogs. Number two, look at Southern Miss. I want you to watch this. Gets one block, but watch the speed by the tight end right here. Coming down, look back. Get some. Get some, little man. You better get out the way. The train is coming. You're on the track. Absolute. And here's my favorite part. Look at the arm. Watch him reach with his right hand late. Oh, you can't see. He's like this. There we go. There you go. Right there. That is my favorite part. That's when you know you broke a man's will. Just throw up the arm. Looks like WWE. Absolute beauty. And we got to save this one. This is a thing of beauty. But first, we're going to go right here. You saw him hopping? That's the UNC Jordans right there. Yeah. You like the way those look? Because the third and final for the three pancakes, we're going down to App State. This wasn't pretty. We scored 63 points. Watch this. Oh, my goodness. Who is the coaching? What is going on? Three bodies littering the ground. All three dudes fixing chin straps. That is absolute insanity. Love it from the Tar Heels alum. That is a thing of beauty. Everybody's getting it. Three pancakes. It don't get better than that. It does not get better than that.
Your thoughts.
Keep your eyes on your luggage. You can't look at the ball. Look at the one in front of you. Keep your eyes on your luggage.
Oh, great game. You played App State. What did you give up? 60 points?
And you know what? We're not talking about. We scored 63. We scored enough to win. That's all we care about.
Yeah, the coach was dancing afterwards. We'll see that as we continue. Meantime, coming up, is it a pit stop or is Captain Mitch actually the answer in Pittsburgh? Are the Steelers a sneaky playoff team? We'll answer those questions. Plus, the clock continues to tick. Are the Ravens getting a deal done with Lamar? Action Jackson's favorite target is tight end Mark Andrews. He will join this party live as we roll on. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Bart Sherman, what was he hit?
Where are the pancakes? You forgot the pancakes.
Low carb day. Low carb day for you. No, sir. No, sir. Next week.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we were just rejoicing in North Carolina's special teams. Well, after a hard-fought win against App State, Mack Brown had everyone excited, doing the dance of celebration in the locker room. And we thought we would all take a look at it here. Let's watch it. What do you think?
What is he trying to do?
No, he's uncool. I think that's the Antonio Brown dance that he had at his concert. He's with the times, but
he's
never done. Yes,
on it.
This is a popular dance right here.
Something over his shoulder.
Looks like Jeff.
He's throwing something out.
Yeah.
Listen, I know this about Sally, his wife. She is not happy with this right here. This is her facial expression right here, Matt.
Am I the only one who thinks that's pretty good dancing?
He'll be.
This would be your move in the club right here.
Forget about a club. That's up at Bar Mitzvah. Like at a Bar Mitzvah, that's me. Right out there right now. I'm doing the whole thing. We're doing the Mack Brown. All right, Bart Scott, can't wait.
To all the non-believers.
How did that
happen? To all the non-believers. We're a good football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
They are the words that made the man a legend. Can't wait. We are 2 days away from the start of the NFL regular season, and Bart's got three things he can't wait to see, beginning with a sneaky New Orleans team.
Oh, it is finally here, Green. I tell you what, Jameis Winston is hungry for wins. He's licking those fingers. He is happy getting all that Obey off his fingertips. I tell you what, I can't wait to see Jameis Winston in the return of Michael Thomas, as I believe Jameis Winston is a sneaky, sneaky MVP pick. Ooh. Yeah, I spoke some good.
I like that one. All right, how about the Jets?
Yeah, I tell you what, this is a sneaky pick for right here, Breece Hall for Rookie of the Year. You talk about Saleh, you talk about that run game. He's going to be everything that Saquon Barkley was supposed to be in New York. This guy is fast. He should have been a first-round pick. He's dynamic, and he's already won the number one spot. Look for this guy to be in the running late in the season for Rookie of the Year.
Right, I love that one. How about in that same division in Miami?
I tell you what, the greatest acquisition right now, the most impactful acquisition in the offseason is going to be the cheetah. He's the reason why everybody believes that the Dolphins is a sneaky, sneaky pick for a deep run in the postseason. You already heard him talking about two and his pretty balls. But I tell you what, he's going to have to hit him with a lot of pretty balls if he's going to expect to keep his job, because Miami, if they can't, you know, live up to expectations, could be the end of the road for Tua Tagovailoa.
What do we want to see, Jeff, for Tua and Tyreek Hill? I can't remember a time that we've had more conversation about the way a quarterback's throw look in practice than we've had
the
this
most
summer.
Accurate ever, the prettiest ball, all of those
what
things.
Do you want to see?
Production. I want to see when it's all on the line, that's the guy you find. That's the guy. Bart talked about it earlier. When Mahomes saw the matchup, Hill versus whatever DB is covering him, I trust him more than anybody else. I'm going to go find him when it's on the line. And then you got to be accurate and throw the prettiest ball that Tyreek Hill has ever seen, because it's going to him. It's obviously the prettiest ever.
What are we hearing from down there?
Yeah, they're excited. I mean, like, they have the offensive head coach in. They feel like Tua is healthier than he's been at any other point in his pro career so far. And they've loaded up weapons around him. I mean, Jalen Waddle's still a really good player. They like the running backs they brought in and all the speed at that position. There is optimism in Miami that they can have a very good team. And the offensive line, I'm told, is also important.
as we wait and see what
happens. This is what happened. Just the whole just going over Armstead, who is probably one of the best left tackles in our game. He didn't even name it.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask you? You had remembered the pancakes.
Oh, my word. Jeff, better situation, Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, I'm going to go Hurts, but I do like McDaniel in Miami with it. I think I agree with you. This is a sleeper team.
Look, we've got the three Alabama quarterbacks that are all in the conversation here. We talked about Jalen Hurts earlier. I'm a believer. Then we got Mac Jones head-to-head with Tua here. Those three guys were all on the Alabama roster at the same time. I want to talk about what Mac Jones' team is doing. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know where he is? He's headed down to Florida today.
What is going on here with
the New England Patriots?
Yeah, Belichick decided to fly them to Miami today and spend the entire week there practicing in the heat and the humidity. God. The Patriots are 2-7 in their last 9 games in Miami. So obviously Belichick, especially with a young team that doesn't have a lot of experience in these or any other conditions, wants to be down there working all week to shake something up and maybe change the mojo about the Miami
game. Are we strict on curfews? Or
right.
Are we trying to get guys?
Because that could be a distraction.
Are we trying to get guys dehydrated before Sunday?
My guess is that Bill is strict on curfews.
Okay, I'm just making
that's my guess.
Let me ask a question. Now, listen, Bill Belichick, I think, translated in a dictionary is strict on curfew.
Yeah,
so
that's a good bet.
Goes without saying. Let me ask a serious question.
Yeah.
If the coach of the New England Patriots, based upon the names on the backs of the jerseys and what we have seen so far this preseason and everything else, if the coach of the New England Patriots was literally anybody else, we would be talking about them as a bad football team. So my question, Jeff, is, are they going to be a bad team this year?
They are not going to be good. I don't know about bad. They're not going to be. I don't think they make the playoffs. So if that's bad, I think this team struggles. Who scares you on their offense? As good or as stingy as they can be on defense, they've always given up yards. They've been really good in the red zone. I don't think that changes. They'll make it tough to score. But who scares you offensively? And then we haven't even gotten into the who's calling the plays and how in sync are he and Mac Jones. Yeah. You look at this offensive line, they have a different run scheme, which I am not a fan of. Like, why are you getting away from gap schemes, kind of going to more zone. Like, all the things that you're hearing from their camp concern me for, and again, Miami has gotten better. Buffalo is a beast of a football team. So as you're looking at this, the Jets.
That's it.
I mean, Jets got Flacco. So as we're going to go from there, it's going to be a tough for them to make a play.
I mean, look, the New England Patriots, your arch rival everywhere you went, Bart, but just put that aside. If Bill Belichick wasn't their coach, we'd be talking about whether they or the Jets are going to be last in that division. We wouldn't even be thinking about the playoffs.
I think that is the conversation. I think they're competing for third or fourth within the division. I think the other teams have passed them. And when you look at the division as a whole, the AFC as a whole, it's no way they're one of the top seven teams. So where does this leave them? You know, to Jeff's point, he's talking about them going to a zone scheme. Mm-hmm. They don't have zone personnel at the offensive line, which is they're going to struggle.
All right, hold this thought, because I'm being told right now that our guest is ready to go.
We're going back home?
Bart Scott is going back home to Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens, one of the most interesting teams in the NFL. The quarterback situation there with Lamar Jackson. I can't wait to see what winds up happening as the Ravens and the Jets open this weekend. The New York Jets will be taking on the Baltimore Ravens. The Lamar Jackson situation continues to play out basically right before our very eyes as he's got 5 days left until his self-imposed deadline. The one thing we know for sure, if he's out there, he's going to be throwing the ball to Mark Andrews, who's been one of the most productive tight ends in the National Football League since he came in 2018. And Mark Andrews of the Ravens is good enough to jump in with us here on behalf of his go-to protein drink, Rockin' Protein. Mark, we appreciate the time very much. And let me just dive right in with the obvious and most important question. My fantasy draft is tonight. Are you or Travis Kelce the number one tight end? That's it. I mean, that's all. Forget about the rest of it. It's you or Kelce. Who's number one?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. But, man, go ahead and pick 89.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. See, that's too politically correct of an answer. Well, right. I just can't have that. They both wear the same jersey number. What do you think about the rest of it, Bart?
Well, I tell you what, man. Listen, you know, he's Lamar Jackson's favorite target. And speaking about Lamar Jackson, you know, we had to ask you, when you look at, you know, the week and the deadline, are you guys on, like, Lamar watch yourselves? I know you always want your teammate to get the bag. But do you think this will be a distraction if he's not able to get the contract? Or you think it's going to be business as usual?
Nah, man, Lamar approaches, you know, football in a different light. You know, he's a focused dude. He cares about winning. You know, everything that's happened this offseason with the contract and stuff like that, you know, no one's even heard anything about it from him. So he's a true pro, you know, treats it the right way. You know, he cares about this team, you know, this year and what we can do. So I know Lamar's locked in. I know he's focused, and he's not going to let any of that contract stuff or anything like that, you know, affect his play.
I want to make sure that I'm clear on what you're telling us, that you've not seen anything different in him as a result of these conversations, however contentious they may or may not be. You have not seen anything different in him during this offseason.
Just fired up, ready to go, man. He had a great offseason. You know, he's playing, you know, some really, really good football, throwing the ball incredibly well. He's focused. He's being a leader. All the things that he's been in the past, and he's doing at an even higher level. So, you know, he looks really, really good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Mark, I want to dive into that a little bit more because I, you know, he's still a young player. The offense probably evolves year to year. What do you think will look different about him this year? What has he been working on that makes you think that he can take a step up even beyond everything he's already done?
I think the longer you're in the league, you're able to see more football. You're able to, you know, be more comfortable with everything. So I think, just some natural maturing of, you know, being a quarterback in the NFL. I think he's continued to grow in that sense. I think he sees a lot more. He's already seen a bunch, but, you know, he's going to be, you know, a polished, well-rounded quarterback, which he has been. So, you know, he's our leader. He's a guy that, you know, makes us tick. And, you know, as he goes, we go. So he knows that. He knows the type of year that we need to have. We talk about winning, you know, winning Super Bowls and everything for so long. And it's been 5 years now. So, you know, that time's ticking for us.
All right, it's Mark Andrews again on behalf of his go-to protein drink, Rockin' Protein. I'm taking you tonight. I'm just letting you know. I'm taking you over Kelce tonight. So I'm counting on you for 110 catches this year. We have to run. We're up against the hour. Mark Andrews, thank you very much for
jumping in.
Stay healthy. Have a fantastic season in Baltimore. We'll take a quick break here. We continue in a moment. Tom Brady had a lot to say last night. You need to hear every word, and you will next.